This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Johnson & Johnson said Monday it had temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest-profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data and safety monitoring board, as well as the company's clinical and safety physicians. J&J, which reports quarterly financial results Tuesday morning, said that such pauses are normal in big trials, which can include tens of thousands of people. It said the study pause is giving doses of the vaccine candidate was different from a regulatory hold required by health authorities. The current case is on pause. However, J&J's move follows a similar one by AstraZeneca. In September, AstraZeneca paused late-stage trials on its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Amy Coney Barrett ended the first day of her Supreme Court nomination hearing looking to assure lawmakers she would be an independent justice.
In her opening statement to the Senate Judiciary Panel, Barrett said the High Court's role is not to solve every problem, but rather to interpret the Constitution and laws as written.
The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people.
Democrats are using the hearings to brand Barrett a threat to the Affordable Care Act, with the Supreme Court said to hear a challenge to the law a week after the election. Vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says Republicans have not been able to scrap it in Congress.
So now they are trying to bypass the will of the voters and have the Supreme Court do their dirty work.
SAP correspondent Sagar Magani, this is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization warned against the idea that herd immunity might be a realistic strategy to stop the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's scientifically and ethically problematic.
Tedros says health officials typically aim to achieve herd immunity by vaccination and notes for a highly infectious disease such as measles, about 95% of the population must be immunized. And he says too little is known about immunity to COVID-19.
Most people who are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 develop an immune response within the first few weeks. But we don't know how strong or lasting that immune response is, or how it differs for different people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Belarus detained 713 people during Sunday's mass protest against re-election of the country's leader, the harshest crackdown on protesters in weeks. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country with an iron fist for 26 years. Police quickly moved to disperse the protests with water cannons, stun grenades, and truncheons. Dozens sustained injuries. Human rights advocates say it was the harshest dispersal of a Sunday demonstration since August. On Monday, the ministry threatened to use firearms against the protesters if need be, saying that the rallies have become organized and extremely radical. Microsoft is fighting back against a global criminal botnet. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Microsoft says it obtained a federal court order in Virginia on October 6th in an attempt to knock offline an international cybercrime digital network. Microsoft was trying to impede a global botnet that uses an infrastructure known as TrickBot for planting ransomware that encrypts data on targeted networks. However, in a report shared with the Associated Press, the cybersecurity firm Intel 471 says it saw no significant impact on TrickBot operations on Monday. TrickBot was created in 2016 by a loose consortium of Russian-speaking cyber criminals. I'm Mike Gracia.
And Facebook announced Monday that it is updating its hate speech policy and will ban all posts that deny or distort the Jewish Holocaust. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said in a Facebook post Monday that with rising anti-Semitism, the company was expanding its policy to prohibit such content. He added that if people search for Holocaust on Facebook, will start directing you to authoritative sources. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.